Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to do something because I just had a thought. And tell me what you think about this, Mr. Producer. I bet you they're looking at that phone call coming in and they're thinking, I'm supposed to be the one calling them. So let me call them because we got a guest. We're supposed to have Kendall Jones with us, a female big game hunter who is quite well known throughout the world, trying to do some stuff, some good stuff for the various children out there, getting them in the outdoors, and she's getting throttled by social media. So let's see if we can get her on the phone. Here we go. Or James, or whoever's in charge of that. Now, we may not get them. I don't know what's going on.
This is James Trey. Please, your name and number.
Okay. Well, that didn't work out. We'll keep working on that. We're going to get Kendall on here one way or the other because she has a very good cause, and we're going to try to work that out. In the meantime, we got plenty to discuss. Alec Baldwin got to play his dream role last week. And unfortunately for an innocent woman, it was a method acting version of Ted Kennedy. And now you note that I'm mocking the guy whose probable gross negligence probably killed a lady and maimed a man, and this raises an important question. Do we really want to live in a world where our reaction to a tragedy is caused by an enemy that is not sorrow? We don't feel sorrow and compassion, but we want to mock them. And now I'm getting texted, hey, she may be waiting on you. So let's see if we can get that number and get her in here. In truth, because of the way things have been going here of late, it doesn't matter what we want. We do live in this kind of a world, in large part, due to the likes of Alec Baldwin. Because his scuzzy abuse of the people, notably women in his orbit, he is a particularly loathsome social media presence, and as a result, people like me are gleefully resurrecting his old tweets about guns and his wish for them to be used on his many, many enemies in the wake of his horrible act. And there are many, many such tweets. Sometimes I sit back and I say, does karma really exist? And then, this is either karma or irony. I'm not sure. And note that this somehow hurts the families of the victims, that's a weak note. Because, you know, what were they out there saying? They're saying, my beloved relative has died. I'm going to seek solace on Twitter. That all seems sort of far-fetched to me. Moreover, they might be mortified to see people taking apart the architect of their pain. Do you think that? I doubt it. If anything, the practical effect of damning and slamming six-gun Alec is making people think, gosh, better not play with firearms, lest people on Twitter roast me. But there is a legitimate question that we should respond and how we should respond. And there have been two different reactions among those on our general side of the fight to the reactions of, you know, to the Alec Baldwin fall from not exactly grace. He's not exactly there. One is to recoil with horror at the accident and assert that this is a time when we should offer our thoughts and prayers for the victims and for Baldwin, who one would hope is devastated by what he has done. Nice people tend to have this reaction, those who want to live in a more genteel world than we do. I sympathize in that I would like to live in this kind of a world. I would also like a unicorn pony as well. Then there was the opposite reaction in which our folks ran up the score, skewering the gun control zealot's failure to zealously control his gun. And this is playing by the new rules of gladiatorial combat in the cultural coliseum. And those burned out on the lies that we're bombarded with daily tend to go this way. They're angry. They're mad. And they are more than willing to give Alec a good hard dose of his own medicine. And that's certainly my inclination. By today's parlance, I guess it would be a tweet for a tweet. So I sympathize with both of these options, and I cannot get upset at people for choosing one over the other. If you want to go gentle, cool. And if you want to go hard, cool. Because after all, the rules are the rules, and there can only be one set of them. In the world in which I would like to live in, we would all be at option A, whispering a silent prayer for the hurting. But this is not the world that we live in. And none of us are under any moral obligation to pretend that we do that. This is a world where the rule is that you take an opening in the enemy's line and you drive a couple divisions right through it. Alec Baldwin is a bad person. But more than that, he's a bad person who hates us with a mortality rate thanks to his hypocrisy. And now he's vulnerable. And the rules that he helped set up say he is fair game. His rules. And it is significant this amoral leftist Trumpophobic gun grabber has personally executed more mass shootings than any Christian conservative Trump-loving NRA member. Not in any kind of actual real intellectual sense. It's just a thing that happened. But we exist in a world of memes now, and this one makes a hell of a meme. And the argument for being nice is that, one, we should live the way we wish to live, that is, model the way we want the world, regardless of how the world actually is. Or, two, we are better than that. Or, three, Jesus tells us. And of these, number three is the most compelling. The hardest part of Christianity is loving your enemy. And maybe you can do that even as you tweet that the fifth rule of gun safety is to never give Alec Baldwin a gun. Jesus wasn't a pinko hippie. He confronted and told hard truths, and despite the injunction to turn the other cheek, Christians are not necessarily pacifists. Many soldiers are Christian, and they kill their enemies. So you must be able to be a Christian and point out through biting sarcasm that Alec Baldwin is awful as well. As for his modeling to the world, does that ever work out well? Has it not, you know, has not matching punch for punch with the cultural left ever made them hold up and think, you know, the conservatives' refusal to stoop to my levels maybe rethink this whole pursuit of power thing. I will forego it and return to the norms of yesteryear. No. As far as being better than that, I'll take being just as bad as that and not being a cultural serf over the David French position, which is, of course, always the converse. So, we live in a world of reality where they have set the rules. And that's the conundrum. I want a nice world, but I can't get it just by being nice. So leftists, let me know when you want to change the new rules back. Until then, I am oh so willing to meet you halfway, if that's what you really want. Halfway it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Such is the ever-changing, always exciting, gripping drama of live radio, as we finally have my guest. Joining us now from somewhere deep in the heart of Texas is the Kendall Jones. I thought that was the coolest website I've ever seen, Kendall. The Kendall. I like it. The Kendall Jones.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm sorry we didn't get you earlier. I had the wrong phone number.
Oh, no, you're totally fine. I was waiting on it. I'm like, I've had my misfit, but glad connected.
No. You never give up in radio. Radio is just an ongoing thing. So let's talk about this. You have a thing, you call it Pass It On, and this is a movement you've been trying to put together. And what has happened with this? First of all, what is Pass It On?
Yeah, so actually I started a campaign at the end of August called Pass It On. And it's all about passing on our traditions to the next generation and the hunting and fishing and just outdoor world, getting kids up off of their phones, off in front of the screens, and going and enjoying the great outdoors. So with my Pass It On campaign, I have launched some new merch that's over on my website. And 20% of the proceeds from that merch is going to go in providing opportunities for kids to get outdoors, to go on hunting trips, fishing trips, all sorts of things with me personally. I actually just did one earlier this month. I paid for a girl and her aunt to come in from Pennsylvania and go on a whitetail hunt with me in West Texas. I did kind of a big giveaway. They had to submit an essay talking about why they enjoyed the outdoors, what this kind of opportunity would mean to them. And I tell you, I had a ton of people reach out, enter this giveaway, and the ages were 13 through 17. And I had a lot of contestants, and they had some amazing stories. It was so inspiring, and it was honestly one of the hardest decisions to have to just choose one. And so I am so excited about this campaign and being able to provide opportunities for kids to get outdoors, because there's so many kids out there that are eager about it and that are passionate about it and want to go. They just don't necessarily have as many opportunities as some other kids do. So I would love to be able to take as many as I can.
And You do a lot of stuff. You have a social media presence. You have a online presence and everything. And, I mean, normally, for people wanting to do charitable things, online is a way to go. What's happening with what you're trying to do online?
Yeah, so basically social media companies, big tech, hates me because everything I do is everything they don't stand for, like advocating for our Second Amendment and taking kids out hunting or just hunting in general. And I get censored out the wazoo. I try to go out there and promote it as much as I can. I mean, I have close to a million followers on Facebook, but my content is not getting pushed out there as much as it should with the amount of following I have. I have people reaching out all the time saying, I just saw your post for the first time in months. I don't know what it is. You just like aren't popping up on my feed. And then I went and looked at you and you have been posting like crazy. So these big tech companies are just throttling everything that I put out there because it's what they don't stand for, like protecting our Second Amendment and advocating for it. And then just hunting in general, they hate it. So they just try to, you know, not let my content get out there and reach as many people as it should.
Well, I mean, I don't know what it is. I've seen this phenomena, and maybe you can help me with this. I don't quite get it. Now, a guy who looks like me can go over to Africa, and he can fight any manner or, you know, hunt any manner of exotic big game out there. And post all the pictures he wants with his Cape Buffalo or with his lion or whatever it is, zebra, whatever he takes down. I have noticed it with females when they go over there and they hunt something exotic. Like my thumbnail that I'm using for the podcast picture of you is apparently of you on a bow hunting trip for a lion. Is that you?
Yep.
Well,
that's
see,
me.
See, first of all, I would not ever do anything against anyone that is willing to go out into the African bush with a bow and hunt a lion. they're just something that kind of a confidence is soul shaking. So I don't know why they're, but I mean, they seem to recoil against females doing that. Have you noticed that? Do you think that's part of what's going on?
Oh, for sure. At the time, whenever, that's kind of how I got this following and this social media presence is from that exact hunt. I was 19 at the time, so it was 2014, and social media was just kind of really taking off at that point. And being a young female, I was also a cheerleader at Texas Tech, so I didn't necessarily fit that stereotypical hunter in general. And I don't even think it's just big game. Like, I can even post the whitetail picture and people will go up in arms, but it's definitely those exotic animals that over here people don't see it as often. And I think that's where there's a big disconnect, is they can't relate to why people go hunting and do that type of thing. They just aren't educated in it. And if they took the time to learn about conservation and about what hunting in different countries is about, then they might have a better understanding. But there's definitely a target, like a bigger target for females that go out hunting, just because it's not that stereotypical hunter that people have grown up with. I think we've seen a huge rise in female hunters in the last 10 years, and it's just kind of taken people back. I think it's more accepting now, and you don't get as much hate, but there's definitely a target in just trying to scare people out of it. And I know that that's exactly what they wanted me to do, is they wanted me to back down, get scared, and not truly do what I'm passionate about. And I even had people tell me, you should just delete everything and go dark. And I was like, why would I do that? Like, that, this is what I believe in. This is, like, I know why I'm doing it, and I'm so passionate about it, and I know the good that it's doing. I'm not doing that. I'm not backing down and giving in. And I think that that's what a lot of these so-called haters want you to do. They want to scare you out of doing what you truly love doing, and take away your passion. And I was like, that ain't me. I'm not doing that. So well, that's kind of how I built this following.
We're heading into the first break. So real quick, how can people find you and what you're trying to do?
Yes, on Instagram, it's _KendallJones_. And then on Facebook, it's Official Kendall Jones. And you can kind of, and my website is thekendalljones.com. And you can kind of find all of my courses there as well.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some families may be thinking twice about their Thanksgiving feast amid rising grocery prices. Experts believe turkeys are on track to break a record set in 2015. The average wholesale cost for hams is also up. In fact, all the fixings are expected to cost more. Moderna has received federal approval for a booster shot for their COVID-19 vaccine. The company's co-founder and chairman, Nubin Afeyan, makes the argument for getting the booster on Fox Business.
The initial vaccination will do a very good job of protecting us if we get infected. But at least in my personal case, I'd rather not be infected. And the best way we know not to be infected, at least from an immunology standpoint, is to have a reasonably high level of antibodies, which is what the booster does.
This is USA Radio News. Protests and unrest continue in Sudan.
Tens of thousands have taken to streets in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, and the city of Omdurman after troops arrested the prime minister in a coup. The Ministry of Information claims troops have fired on pro-government protesters. Footage shared online shows that Sudanese citizens responded to the plea of their transitional government, which was formed in 2019. Smoke can be seen rising across the cityscape. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The eastern seaboard is continuing to get clobbered by a nor'easter. Heavy rains and high winds are hitting millions from New Jersey to northern Massachusetts. A flash flood warning remains in effect. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with a young lady named Kendall Jones, and Kendall is trying to do some good stuff for America's youth. Kendall, how old? You don't seem like you're very old yourself. How old are you?
I actually just turned 27.
So you're not very old yourself. I'm correct in that one. Okay. So here we have. Here we have, and I'll tell you, the reason I ask you this is I'll tell you. I am concerned for your generation. Not so much for you, because you'll be able to handle stuff. You'll be able to deal with stuff.
Understandable. Yeah. Understandable.
So what you're doing, I find it interesting, one, that you're the age you are, and two, that you're wanting to do what you want to do, because did you recognize that your generation has a couple of issues, because you guys are really the first ones coming up where you don't spend all of summer outdoors. You spend all of summer in your with your face in your phone and that kind of thing, right?
Oh, for sure. And I will be the first one to tell you, I have caught myself on my phone way too much, and I absolutely hate it. Like, I really do, and I try to set limits on my phone, because as much as, even though, like, it is my business and it's what I do and it's how I can reach people and talk to people and inspire people, it is something everyone should just take a step back and realize the joys that they actually have in life. I think we kind of change our narrative or our reality just based on what other people are posting, and we kind of lose sight of ourselves. And so that's really what I want to encourage people. I think social media is great for certain things, but I think it's also very bad, like, whenever people are just glued to their phone and so much so much can be said on the internet that even these young ones, like, I know I have cousins that are, like, young, and they are all up on their phone, and I'm like, we need to take a step back, because what are they actually learning from being on their devices so much?
You know, I knew things were bad. I went to a recruiting station. I was in the military back in the 80s. That was a time a long time ago, Kendall. And I walked up. I walked up to the recruiter, who was also probably, he was maybe a little older than you are now. And I asked them if they actually do map reading. And they don't actually teach map reading in the military, which I know that some of these satellites, some of these military GPS satellites, are all hardened against things like EMP and solar flares and all these other things. But what happens if they just get hit by something up there in the space junkyard or something, and then we don't have GPS?
Yeah.
And I realized then that if you can't read a map, oh my goodness. So with this, let's get a little bit into the mechanical side of this. So with this, you're trying to get kids involved in the outdoor lifestyle, into hunting. And so would you actually be taking them into the woods, off of the trail, not just parking and getting out, but setting up a tent in a nice grassy area, but actually going out there into the stuff?
I personally haven't done that yet. I would love to do it. And even for myself, I am still learning things about the outdoors. Like, there's so many experiences that I want to go on personally to expand my knowledge and educate people as I go along on these journeys and take them along and teach them what I learn. I know that people kind of look at me and think, oh, just because she has a huge following, she must know everything about the outdoors. And I am the first one to admit I don't. I am constantly learning and constantly taking on new experiences to expand my knowledge of it and try to educate people and pass it on. And I would love to do that in the future and take kids to do that. But my main thing right now is just introducing kids to the outdoors, especially if they've never done it before. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. But definitely in the future, that's something that I would love to explore and be able to take kids on.
That would be quite a adventure for them. Would you take them where they had no mobile phone signal?
Okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever gone hunting with a kid?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I have not.
Well, I get asked this question all the time, especially from dads, is how can I get my young daughter to go hunting with me? I've taken her before, and she just really didn't like it and didn't enjoy it. And so I think the first thing to get them interested in it, and this was even me personally, is make it fun. Don't make it to where they just absolutely hate it. It's boring for them. Like, they aren't entertained. So I encourage people to take a device out there and let them, you know, entertain themselves while they're sitting out there, because I think that will spark their interest. And then once an animal comes out, then they're going to be geared in on that and actually find something fun in that. If they're just sitting in there bored out of their mind, they're not going to want to go back out. And I've seen that. And so I think just introducing them slowly, making it fun, making it easier, and then making it harder as they grow older. And I think they will truly appreciate that more, because I know that's how I was as a kid. Like, the amount that I've learned in the past 10 years has truly just changed my mindset about hunting and the outdoors and how great it actually is. So to answer your question about the phone service,
probably not.
Some of the places that, like, we go and sit at, there's not phone service, but, like, back at camp there is. So I think it's a good balance.
Well, I see what you're saying. I guess you'd probably want to make that more more glamping than camping, to get them out there to where it's not so miserable and everything, and show them the fun side of it. And I mean, listen, in the military, I learned all about the underside of it. So,
Yeah, you definitely want to make it fun and spark their interest. And then as they get older and learn more about it and have an interest in it and want to do it, that's whenever you can show them the obstacles of what is truly going into all of this hard work.
Yeah, that would be something I'd be looking at. So I had not thought of it that way. And, you know, it's because I'm just getting old and stuff like that. It's just...
And, I mean, don't take this personally, but the generation gap, and I try to explain that to people because I know, like, my grandparents, they always are on me about stuff, and it's just a different time that we are living in, and we have to adapt to it, and it's nothing... I mean, it's just something that generation is not used to, but we have to roll with the punches and try and figure it out as you go, you know?
Yep. So.
Got to find that good balance.
You do. And I'm curious. I'm curious about one thing. Now, are you just primarily a bow hunter? Are you a gun? Do you hunt with bows and guns and all that or whatever?
Yes. Yeah, I do a little bit of everything. I go on a couple rifle hunts a year, couple crossbow hunts a year, some bow hunting. But my main thing right now is I'm going on an elk hunt actually next week. So since it's late season, I will be taking a rifle. And it kind of just depends on what hunt it is I'm going on. I don't necessarily seek out a specific hunt, like to go as a weapon.
Right.
It just depends what season it is and what it is I'm going after, and that's whenever I make the decision.
I gotcha. Because that's going to be my next question. I want to talk about that in the next segment, about what you try to introduce these young people to and how you ease them into that. But before we go on break, if you would, tell everybody how to find you.
Yes, if you would like to find me, you can follow me on Instagram. It's _KendallJones_. That is KENDALL. And then Official Kendall Jones on Facebook. And my website is thekendalljones.com. And you can find all of my social media platforms there.
All right. We'll be right back. We're talking to Kendall Jones. This is Lock and Load.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Calm complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with D. Kendall Jones. And we're talking about... I dig that. I wish I'd done it. I would just call my radio show The Bill Friday. That would just be it. It wouldn't even be radio. Anyway.
Well, let me tell you the story behind that. Whenever I went to go get my domain, I just wanted it to be KendallJones.com. But whenever all of the media stuff happened with me, someone had already bought it and was trying to sell it to me for like $20,000. And I was like, you know what? That ain't worth it. I'm just going to add a V before it.
Yeah, that works. That works. Anyway, when we're talking about children that you're trying to bring to the outdoors, actually, what age group are we talking about?
Really, I would love to start taking even younger, but I'm focusing more on the teenage group right now, like 13 to 17.
Okay, so with that age group, what weapon are you introducing them to, or have you gotten that far yet, or what weapon are you considering?
So I actually, the girl that I took earlier this month, we took her on a crossbow hunt. And I actually took another young girl last year on a crossbow hunt as well. And I had taken her on a turkey hunt before where she shot shotguns. And I asked her, I was like, what do you think about the 10-point crossbow? And she goes, I love it. It is not as scary as shooting a shotgun, just because there's not as much kick to it as that. So I know you kind of mentioned it earlier about the weapon of choice, and I have started kids out, you know, on just like a 22 long rifle and like just pellet guns, stuff like that. But for actually hunting purposes, I think a crossbow is a great way to start because they can still get that penetration in the animal, but it's not as scary as like a big kick of a gun or a big kick of a rifle whenever they're that young. But I mean, there's definitely calibers out there that are very suitable for young kids as well.
The do children at this age group today, you know, are they as fascinated working out how to operate a weapon as I was? I started shooting when I was 12. So
I think that there are still those kids out there that are. I just think it's not as common probably as it was back in the day. But I think there are kids that are still eager about it and excited about it, and still probably small towns, obviously, where they can just go and go out to some property and shoot some squirrels or something. I think there are still kids out there that are just like that and grow up just how people grew up back in the day, going out and going hunting. And I just don't think it's as common.
I would be very interested to see how. Are you going to film any of this? Are you going to let? I mean, this would be pretty cool to film for them, to let them see themselves succeeding, wouldn't it?
Oh, for sure. Yes, we filmed this entire hunt, and it will be on my YouTube channel within the next month. And my YouTube is just youtube.com/KendallJones, and I have a video on there of taking the little girl from last year on there. She got her first buck and she was pumped. It was a really cool experience because I've been taking her on hunts with me whenever she was 10. And she actually got a turkey with me this year too, and she was almost in tears because she had been going with me for the past 3 years and hadn't got one, and she finally got one and she was so excited. She definitely loves it and has a passion for it.
That would be interesting to see, because I think with a lot of kids nowadays, they don't get the sort of opportunity you're affording them by you taking them out and then learning how to. Are you camping out there? Are you spending the night out there?
We stay in like a little hunting lodge. It's nothing like bougie. It's not like really nice, but it's a great like hunting camp.
We've got to start somewhere. I mean, every time they took me to the field when I was in Germany, you can't imagine the things I would have kissed to be in a hunting lodge instead of where I was. I mean, it was a very long list I would have been willing to do for that. So I can see where that's probably a good idea. It seems like you have thought this out well and all the way through. How far can this go? Is it all dependent on where these children are, where they live? Are you getting kids from New Jersey to come and try this? Are you able to get, or is it just in the infancy yet at this moment?
Well, the girl that I took earlier this month, she was actually from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So I'm not limiting it. Obviously, I want to stay within the U.S. for now, just depending on where it grows. I mean, I would love for it to get absolutely huge. But as we're going right now, just, you know, continental U.S. and just bringing kids that I think would really get something out of it and that have a passion for it and just want to learn more.
I think you probably will have a better time of teaching them the same thing than if I tried to teach them, simply because they probably are going to relate to you just because of your age, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I just have a special place in my heart for kids. I love kids and love interacting with them. I was a cheer coach, and just seeing, I just know what I was like whenever I was young, looking up to some role models that I have, and I want to be that for these kids and make it fun for them and just have a good time and make those memories.
So anybody listening to this, anybody that's listening right now on the radio or listening later on the podcast, you should probably go to the Kendall Jones and maybe share that link on your social media.
Because that would be amazing.
She's getting strangled on social media. You're probably demonetized on YouTube too, aren't you?
I kind of just gave up on that aspect of it. I still am a little bit monetized, but it's definitely strangled.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. When you're not monetized on YouTube,
it's not paying my bills. That's for sure.
I'm sure of that. But I mean, the problem with YouTube is when you're not monetized, the search is not optimized for you if you're not monetized, and that's probably by design. I mean, anytime I go, anytime I do a video review of just a gun, just shooting a gun, you know, I get, if smoke comes out the end of the gun, demonetized.
Done.
Now I can sit here and do, but what I do, and this is coming from Hickok 45. I know Hickok 45. He's a big YouTuber. And he told me to go pursue getting remonetized and then contest each and every one they demonetize, because occasionally, especially do it in the middle of the night, because apparently the night shift at YouTube is not as stringent as the day shift. Seriously.
They're sleeping.
They're sleeping. So, you know, just that's worth exactly what you just paid for it. Now, what I think what we need to do, though, is we need to plan on a part two to this, simply because we missed a little bit of this, and really lay this out in a elaborate fashion. So you and your cohort, James, you guys get together and figure out when you're going to be free again to do this yet again, and we will attack this from a different angle. And
absolutely. Take out Big Pet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've had posts that get deleted on Instagram and Facebook, and I'll repost it, and it doesn't do it. Like, it stays up. I'm like, this makes no sense to me.
Nope. But rest assured, young lady, that this will not get deleted. This will actually go up on Facebook, too. This will be available on Facebook later today. And that's why that's why I put the thumbnail of you with your bow and that big maned lion. So.
Oh yeah, people are gonna love that. I bet. But yep, let me just give a little word of advice: do some research on it and educate yourself on why that is actually conservation. I know it's a hard thing for people to wrap their head around. I don't doubt them for that, but there is good that comes out of it. I did a podcast the other day that I shared on my Facebook page, and it really went into detail and kind of put things into perspective about it. It was with the Greenway Outdoors, and so it's a couple posts back, but definitely give that one a listen too, because dove into conservation.
Well, we'll bring you back here, and we can do that here, and you can we'll spell it all out. I want to do that. I'm running out of time. Thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. TheKendallJones.com. Go check her out. Coming up next is Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.